2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, from 1962 until just a couple of weeks ago, you knew where you were in for when you heard this. But now it has all changed and nobody seems to know what is next for James Bond. Doesn't matter. Would we be better off without him? Here now with all of the answers is Lloyd. Brian Lloyd. Back in a tux again. You were here for the Oscars in your tux.
I know, yeah. Listen, you can't keep me out of a monkey suit at this stage.
Do you mind just maybe putting down the martini in the gun for a second?
Apologies. Yeah. Listen, it's half 10 in the morning. I've had a rough night, okay? I need the hair of the dog to bit me and all that kind of whatever. Is that what they say? The hair of the dog?
Hair of the dog, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I don't drink. Like, I don't know what I'm just saying. That. I don't even know.
Well, you look great holding the tux and all
appreciate
the palaver. Brian, you are a huge James Bond fan, right? But what is happening to James Bond? You are for the purposes of this discussion,
sure, yeah.
You are a mega James Bond fan.
Can't get enough of it. My God, can't get enough of it.
Go on anyway, what's happening with James Bond?
Right, so essentially what happened was Amazon bought MGM Studios, right? Mm-hmm. And part of that was that they basically won the rights to James Bond, because for forever and a day, literally since Bond was Bond, it has been part produced by MGM Studios.
Okay.
And now it had cycled through, like as in like Sony had it for a period of time, and then for No Time to Die, it was done through Universal. But generally speaking, MGM has always been kind of in the mix. When Amazon bought MGM, they bought kind of the rights to Bond with it as well. And part of that was that they were basically going to try kind of, you know, revitalize Bond. Because, spoiler alert, at the end of No Time to Die, Bond dies. I mean, that's not a spoiler. This film has been out for a few years, so people are texting and giving you dogs abuse. The film's been out a few
years. They're giving you dogs abuse.
This is on you now at this stage. Like, this is, if you haven't seen it now, this is on you, okay? We all have to move on here. Anyways, so the idea basically was that Amazon wanted to sort of revitalize it, which meant, you know, lots of spin-offs, you know, Moneypenny, the earlier years, or, you know, what was Ernst Stavro Blofeld doing before he was the big baddie of the whole Bond franchise, yada, yada, yada. And the producers of the Bond series, again, literally passed from father to daughter, was this woman called Barbara Broccoli, and her father, Albert Broccoli, was there in the time of Sean Connery, you know, that sort of way. Like, he had been in charge of it for years, and he had basically passed it on to his stepson Michael G. Wilson and his daughter Barbara Broccoli. Michael G. Wilson is 83, Barbara Broccoli is 67. They obviously were clashing with Amazon over the direction of it, because Barbara Broccoli basically believed that Bond was purely just for cinemas. That's it. It would only go to cinemas and nothing else. The idea of having a streaming TV series about it, the idea about having spin-offs, completely unrecognisable to her. It didn't make sense whatsoever. Whereas Amazon, obviously, they've got Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So their notion is that it can be all of these things, not just theatrical service. So right away there, you can see there's going to be clashes. There was a report in one of the British tabloids that seemingly Barbara Broccoli had called all the Amazon executives effing morons for all their suggestions. And the story goes that Jeff Bezos, who is the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful Amazon owner, basically told his executives, pay her off. I don't care what it costs. Just buy her out of the whole thing and get rid of her. Get her rid of her. Yeah, literally. And that's what they did. They basically drove a truck full of money up to her house, bought out the control and interest of Eon Productions, which was their company, which was the Broccoli's kind of company. And now they have full control over creative control over the Bond franchise.
Yeah, which, I think you covered a lot of it.
I got
there,
it all there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. No, you absolutely have. Daniel Craig, he has seemed to have wanted out for a long, long time.
He did. Like,
would you rate him among the good and the not so good actors who've done the role, or where are you putting him?
I mean, I think if you go back and remember, like, Casino Royale, the first one that he did, that was coming in a time of, like, you know, the Bourne Identity with Matt Damon and stuff like that. And so, like, the kind of the spy thriller, for lack of a better word, was a bit kind of old hat, like, you know, that sort of way. It wasn't about cheesy CGI and kind of goofy kind of gadgets or whatever. It was more darker, it was more edgier. And he was able to meet that moment and then kind of take it to a certain point. And I mean, by the time it got to No Time to Die, you could see that they were really kind of going into, you know, really kind of, it was almost kind of like a psychological thriller at certain points, because it was all about, you know, his trauma and blah, 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 which was great. I mean, it was all, you know, a lot of depth to it. But you could see, I mean, he was very, very, as you said, like, he was very, very open about the fact that he did not want to do it anymore and that he had just, you know, it had taken a physical toll on him. Like, I think he was on the Graham Norton show or something like that, and he said that both his knees had been operated on.
Jesus.
And that, like, oh, yeah, no, I mean, because all the stunt work that they do, like, I mean, as much as they can, they put him right in the middle of it. Like, and it's not like the old days where Roger Moore was, like, hitting one lad and he'd go flying through the window or something like that. There was a lot more kind of physicality required of it. And Daniel Craig is, I think he's in his mid-50s now. So he was, like, 51, 52 when he was doing No Time to Die. So he was clearly at an age where he just couldn't do it anymore. And yeah, I mean, yeah, he was great. But I mean, you know, like, I mean, this is a broader kind of question about Bond. This is that, like, you know, he comes from a time that, you know, I hate to use the term, but, like, it was not politically correct. Like, I mean, he would, you know, like, slap women around the place, you know, treat them like garbage and all the rest of it. And it was all very much, you know, it's just not done anymore. Like, and you know, like, anyway, and, like, it's not like, oh, woke, whatever. That's not it. Like, it's just, it's not done anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, he was very much kind of a character. He is very much a character out of time, as it were. Yeah. So, yeah.
IP is a big deal in films.
It is.
So, how did Amazon get their hands on this, and who's going to be in charge of the reset? Obviously, you mentioned there about, like, this is going to live in my head forever, driving a truck load of money up.
Truck load, just dumping it out and just saying, here, get off. Get out of here. Just take, and, like, whomst among us would not take that? Absolutely. You drive a truck full of money up to my house, dump it out. There's pretty much nothing I won't do, all right? Like, come on. Like, don't anyone listen there, listen to this, thinking that they wouldn't do it. Of course you would.
And IP is intellectual property, just to clarify that. Yeah.
Yeah, so the person that's going to take, two people are going to take over the Bond franchise on behalf of Amazon. It's Amy Pascal and David Heyman. David Heyman was responsible for the Harry Potter franchise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was involved with that through his Heyday Films production pattern. And then Amy Pascal, she was basically responsible for all the Spider-Man films. From, like, literally Tobey Maguire right up to Tom Holland. Yeah.
Oh, that's a...
Oh, yeah, no, it's quite... I suppose it's an indication of where they're kind of going with it. Yeah. You know, that kind of way. In that, like, basically... sort of go into this idea of, like, okay, it's based on books, it's based on comic books, but there is so much there that they can extrapolate out from. Because obviously with Harry Potter, you know, you had those ones, the Crimes of Grindelwald, Fantastic Beasts, and then you had, like, all the games with it as well, and then there was the you know, like, the theme parks, like the Pottermania or whatever it's called. And then when it comes to, like, Spider-Man and stuff like that, again, like, you know, you have all the licensing with it, like all the toys and all the pajamas and all the everything else. So that's really what they're going to try to do, is basically just expand out as much as they can with Bond.
And go further and further. What are your hopes for it?
I don't really have any hopes.
What are you talking about? You're a huge James Bond fan.
Like, I mean, when this was announced back, however, like, I think it was last month or whatever, you know, people were saying, like, oh God, they're going to turn Bond into content, and, like, oh, they're just going to cheapen it. Bond was already cheap. I mean, don't sit there and tell me that Bond was some sort of, like, you know, cinematic masterpiece of an achievement kind of stuff. It absolutely wasn't. Like, people forget, right? There was a film called Moonraker, and it was set in space. Bond went to space in 1977, and the only reason they did it was because Star Wars was big that year, and it was just like, okay, yeah, stick him in a rocket there and shove him up in space. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't sit there and tell me that it's like, oh, it's oh no, it must be protected, la la la.
Brian Lloyd on the fence as always. What would you do with it if you were in charge?
I'd get rid of it. Come on. No, seriously, come on. Like, it's had its day. Like, I mean, it's like the, like, I mean, talk like dead horse, like, in guts now at this stage with how much they've beaten it. Like, and it's the same with the Marvel stuff as well. Like, I mean, you see, like, they're doing, like, they've announced, like, Avengers Doomsday is in production, and, like, you know, they had this big thing last week where they were, like, it was 5 hours of a video of them putting out chairs of the cast. And it's like, you know, It's interesting the first time it's done, yeah. But when you do it 30 more times, then it's
kinda
like,
loses
okay,
its sparkle.
It kind of loses its sparkle.
Obviously, there's been the great debate in the press about, you know, who's going to play Bond, right?
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be American this time? Who's in the running for it?
They've said that Aaron Taylor-Johnson is going to be in the running for it. I don't think it will be him, to be totally honest, because by the time they actually kind of get this up and running, he'll probably be too old. And I'm not, this is an ages thing, it's just... Generally speaking, they want an actor to be like in his, you know, early 30s,
yeah.
And then be able to age into it by, you know, their 40s or whatever.
Is he English?
He's English. Oh, yeah.
It's not. So they are trying to keep it.
I would imagine they'd. I mean, they'd be foolish to put it, make an American, because it just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't. Like, I mean, like, you know, you can kind of have a Scottish actor, you can have a Welsh actor, you can even have an Irish actor, mm-hmm. Pierce Brosnan, obviously. But no, they couldn't have an American. It would just ruin it. Like, and I mean, you know, this is a franchise that is like so steeped in tradition. Like, I mean, yeah. There was a big kind of hullabaloo about the fact that they had an American directing it at one point. Like,
oh,
that,
fair enough.
Okay, so, that kind of way, yeah. So again, it's really just, no, it'll be an English actor. It'll either be Harris Dickinson, if you've seen Baby Girl, have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Harris Dickinson will probably end up being, I would think he'd be a good shout for it, because he has that kind of like old school kind of look. But yeah, it could be anybody.
It could be anybody, fair enough. How did Brian Cox end up in a James Bond reality show by mistake?
Oh, that's amazing. So he was basically in, and it was terrible, by the way. He's absolutely right. This show was terrible. It was called 007 Road to a Million. And it was basically like this reality TV show on Amazon. Where they had people kind of participating in these sort of like stunt, like regular people participating in these stunt events. And Brian Cox was contacted by his agent and said, look, listen, they want you to do this thing, 007 Road to a Million. He thought he was like, oh, great, I'm going to be a Bond villain. And then he realized that, no, he's just the host of this show. And like, he did this interview and you can actually kind of hear the disappointment in his voice. And he's like, oh, it's just a reality TV show. And like, it's crap. No one watched it. Nobody, like, I know of not a single soul who has watched this thing. And it's still on Amazon Prime. And I still haven't watched it. And I've no desire to watch
it. Sorry, out of spite, you're not going to watch it anyway.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, spite is what gets me up in the morning most days anyway. Like, so, like, but, like, I mean, they were pushing this hard. Like, I mean, this, I saw this on the side of buses. That's how much they were, like, they were really going all out for it. Like, and nobody watched it.
And still not one person to actually watch it.
I mean, did you watch it?
No, I mean, this is why we bring you in here, so you can tell me to watch
things. I didn't watch it. I know you watch everything. And I didn't watch it. Like,
I'll watch anything, but I won't watch that.
Well, like, it wasn't out of you know, badness or whatever. It just meanness. Like, it was like, that's a stupid idea. Like, who's gonna watch? Like, that's dumb. Like, I mean, Jesus.
To be fair, though, I think we're kind of coming into the realm of stupid ideas, because there's clearly going to be so many more of these.
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, I think that's it now. Like, I mean, they're just like any idea, even tangentially related to Bond, they'll be like, ah, yes, give that over.
Cannot wait until they like put the first movie and spin off into production, and then you have to sit down and watch it and come back in and tell us all about it.
This is like, you know, people think like, oh, being a film critic must be so cool, being an entertainment journalist must be so, this is where I make my money, okay? This is where I earn, all right? I have to sit through this crap and then come into stuff like this and spout about it for how long am I on? By 10, 12 minutes? Yeah, you go do that. See how good that is.
Oh, Brian, thank God. Do you know what? I don't know what's coming up for James Bond. You don't care.
I don't. I can't. Like, is that clear? I don't care. I don't care.
Brian Lloyd, as always, an absolute joy. 2FM Mornings with Laura Fox. Podcast. Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.